Hello again to everybody on VI Talk. Good gracious, this is unusual for me. Two in the space of a couple of hours. Anyway, it's still delving it down in Skelmersdale, but that's beside the point. Anyway, what I want to talk about now is the issue of driverless cars, which has cropped up all over the place since the Tuesday or Wednesday, given that the government are going to allow driverless cars on the roads of the UK from next January. Anyway, the Google driverless car project has been going on over in the States for quite a few years now. And anybody who listens to Access World Tech Talk Archive podcasts and lectures will know that from time to time there are updates on where the project is up to. Also, the ACB Main Menu podcast have reported on the progress of the Google driverless car project many times over the last couple of years. This is a project which I've been interested in for obvious reasons, and I'm looking forward to the time when driverless cars become available, which they will, in spite of what fears people have got. They will be around in the next few years. I'll give it another 5-6 years and you'll see them in production somewhere in the world. But let's take all emotion away from things and say, oh, there will be a human driver and oh, what are we going to be, the safety aspects and whatever. Take all that out of it and just look at the situation objectively. What will driverless cars provide? And are they necessary? Well, I believe that they are necessary because humans, let's face it, humans in behind the wheel, there's an awful lot of idiots who shouldn't be driving anyway, and who causes accidents mainly? Humans. So let's look at it from a safety point of view. Driverless cars, I believe, will be that much safer than cars driven by humans. The technology will be 100% and will be tested, because let's face it, where they're being developed, and in fact where they are being tested, i.e. in California, in the USA, well, California is the most litigious state in the whole of the US, and believe you me, you can bet your posterior, if somebody could have a successful lawsuit against Google or whatever, they would. You take it from me. Where there's a few bucks to be made, somebody will try to make it. And what we're seeing now is the Google car running around the towns of Mountain View and Palo Alto in Silicon Valley quite happily. They are hoping to have over 100 of these vehicles available by the end of this year. Or is it the end of next year? I'm not too sure. It's either the end of this year or the end of 2015. They will have limiters on them, not to exceed a speed of 25 miles an hour. They will be very distinctive, so people will be able to see them and know exactly what they are when they see them. And power to Google's elbow, in my view. There's a plethora of data available about the project on the internet. Just Google driverless cars and you'll find YouTube videos of the progress and stacks of stuff around. most of the initial testing was done in Nevada. And to my knowledge, over 700,000 miles of driving were performed in that state by the driverless car. I understand now that the Google driverless car has clocked getting up to 1 million miles. And it's looking very good. Other manufacturers, such as BMW, Mercedes, who else? Ford, etc., etc., are all ploughing major amounts of money into driverless technology. So, yeah, we're going to see it. But how are we going to see it? My view on how we're going to see the introduction of driverless cars is not as a private owner vehicle, but perhaps as taxis in towns. You will call a cab and a driverless car will come and let you know it's here. You'll go into it and you'll be asked where do you want to go, and you say the address and whatever, and it will take you. Yeah. That's the way I see it going. Initially, and then eventually, you will see private owner vehicles. But I think that's probably 15 to 20 years down the line, maybe a bit more. I don't know. But somebody said to me, given a choice of getting into a human-driven car or a driverless car, which one would you choose? Without hesitation, I said the driverless one. And then the person who asked me was a little bit surprised. And they said, well, aren't you worried about the safety? I said, no. I said, because if that driverless car is on the road, you can rest assured that all safety aspects are well and truly tested. The cars will anticipate what the technology is so advanced that they can react. The driverless car can react faster than a human can. So I feel totally safe. At least you know that when you get into the car in the morning, it will drive just as well at 3 in the morning as it does at 3 in the afternoon. It will drive just as safe in any conditions. Whereas a human, you've got to, what have you got to think about with a human? Is the human really alert? Has the human had enough sleep? Is not tired? Not in a bad mood? Not got his or her minds on something else? Are they paying total attention to what's going on about them? Are they slow to react? Are they, and so on and so on and so on. I think you get me drift. So all in all, I think the future is pretty good for driverless cars. And us as VIs, well, I think we can only look forward to when they become available, and it will certainly add to our independence, of course, if we can afford them. That's a whole different question. But one, I think, which will be raised and debated at some length, as and when these cars become available. So, there are my initial thoughts in summary, and hope you find them useful, and please feel free to add to the debate as others are doing already. Cheers now, and talk soon. Bye-bye.